Oh, this second hour of Inland Folk is a production of Northwest Public Radio on the campus of Washington State University, the Westwood L Band. These guys are so good together. I mean, Wes is good by himself, but these folks, a lot of them have worked with him for many, many, many years, and they've created a wonderful ensemble sound, and I like this album a lot. And we'll play this cut here. Here we go, Westwood L.
I used to love the road for the stories. I used to think that I was meant to roam. The thing that I soon learned about telling stories is no one eats them up like folk back home. A rainbow is special, so don't happen every day. I'll wish upon a star when I get down. To appreciate the sunshine, you must understand the gray. And home is where I know my way around. You can spin that wheel that offers fame and fortune, and you can chase that shiny light till you go blind. I'll pat you on the back, I'll push you forward, and you know right where I'll be when you get tired. A rainbow is special, cause it don't happen every day. And I'll wish upon a star when I get down. And to appreciate the sunshine, you must understand the gray. And home is where I know my way around. The road for the people. I still set off now and then on down the track. I love to throw my arms around the great wide open, and now I love it just as much when I get back. Cause there ain't nothing like my city on a clearing. There ain't nothing like that mountain in your face. There ain't nothing like the water all around you. That ain't something that the rain can wash away. The rainbow is special, it don't happen every day. And I wish upon a star when I get down. To appreciate the sunshine, you must understand the gray. And home is where I know my way around. Yeah, rainbow is special, it don't happen every day. And I wish upon a star when I get down. To appreciate the sunshine, you must understand the gray. Home is where I know my way around. Yeah, home is where I know my way around. I know my way around. Ooh,
Take sad days behind you, leave them alone. Take your heart from the darkness, darling, it's looking for a home. Won't you please?
Time that is intolerant
of the brave and innocent, and indifferent anyway to a beautiful physique, worships language and forgives everyone by whom it lives, pardons cowardice and conceit, lays its honor at their feet. Time that with this strange excuse pardoned Kipling and his views, and will pardon poor Vaudeville, pardons him for writing well. In the nightmare of the dark, all the dogs of Europe bark, and the living nations wait, each sequestered in its hate. Intellectual disgrace stares from every human face, and a sea of pity lies locked and frozen in each eye. Follow poet, follow right to the bottom of the night, an unconstraining voice still persuade us to rejoice, and with the farming of the verse make a vineyard of the curse, sing of human unsuccess in a rapture of distress. In the desert of the heart, let the healing fountain start. Prison of his days, teach the free man how to praise in memory of William Yeats.
This is an interesting album. It's called Conversations. This is Kelly Mulholland's album, and he took a bunch of poems and set them to music, and he kind of connects us with the whole art song thing. The idea that poetry, existing poetry and song can combine. And it was a big thing in the 19th century. In the early 20th century, there were a lot of art songs out there. But he says now most writers are poets, and you don't see a lot of combining existing poetry with music because the writers themselves are poets. And oftentimes it just works out that way that they put that stuff. So this whole kind of idea that you can take pre-existing poems, poems that have been out there for years and years and years, and turn them into songs, doesn't exist as much as it used to. And I think he's correct in that. And there were times when groups did that, or artists did that more as a gimmick. You know, you think of the 3Ds, who put a lot of poetry to music back in the 60s. And it was kind of their promotional thing. It was their shtick. And occasionally, you know, different artists will take either parts of poems and they'll readapt them. This is fairly true to the various poets. And that was W.H. Auden's In Memory of W.B. Yeats, Part 3. And Langston Hughes is represented here, and a couple of other poets. And I want to play his version of Langston Hughes' A God to a Hungry Child. And it's kind of cool. So let's do this. Kelly Mulholland. Sounds like this.
A hungry child, this world was not made for you. You didn't buy shares in my railroad. You didn't invest in my corporation. And where are your stocks in Standard Oil?
I made the world for the rich, and the soon will be rich, and the always have been rich, not for you. A hungry child, child.
Cool stuff, huh? He's got a couple of other Langston Hughes poems, and he's got some Auden. And it's a pretty interesting album, Kelly Mulholland. He's got one of his own here, too, that he considers a poem that he's put to music. But we're gonna stop for a while with Kelly. We're going to go back to Paul Eli Smith's American Accounting. This is a salute, if you will, homage to the old gourd banjo, the African-American gourd banjo, and he plays pretty good stuff. On this selection, he got together with Richard Crean, and they did the Concerto in D by Vivaldi. The one that's, I believe, it's for lute or guitar. At least the second movement I remember is. And he's got an allegro, an allargo, and another allegro. This is actually pretty cool the way they did this. And I want to play the whole shooting match, the whole thing. Alrighty. So start out with the first, the second, and the third movement that they give us here. This is a wonderful album, and Paul Smith will be at the Unitarian Church on the 28th of January, and he'll be talking about the banjo, and he'll be talking about he's done, you know, world music courses. He knows a lot about the interconnections of music and where all of that goes and where things fly in and out and relate to each other and come back and spin around and all that. He knows a lot about that, and he knows a lot about it historically, too, in terms of immigration and forced labor and all these different kinds of things that affect music and affect instrumentation. And he knows a lot about that kind of thing. So, and this is kind of an album release at the Unitarian Universalist Church there at 2nd and Van Buren. And that'll be on the 28th. I believe that's a 7 o'clock show, maybe a 7:30 show. Check the newspapers. Check the Palouse Folklore Society website. They're also a part sponsor on this as well. But here we go. This is Vivaldi on the gourd banjo style. Here we go. there you go. Originally Vivaldi's Concerto in D for Lute and Strings and Continuo. That was Concerto in D for the fretless banjo, the gourd banjo, and mandolin. It's pretty good. Richard Green kind of did the lead part, and Paul Eli Smith kind of did the backup part there. That's pretty amazing. I wonder what it's like just hanging out in the studio with people who play, you know, instruments that have some commonalities. And of course, Richard Crean's just such a cool guy anyway. You know what I mean? He just hangs out and he's pretty laid back. And of course, Paul Smith is so kind of into how music relates to itself. I mean, he'll talk about like Ghanaian rhythms and you know, he'll talk about all kinds of stuff. And it's just pretty amazing that he just can remake all this stuff relating, and he proves it too. So rhythms and melody and nuances and all this kind of thing. And that shows up in this album. He had an earlier album way, way back in the 80s called Mysterious Banjo Barricades. And it's a fairly similar kind of a thing. It kind of expands, has a broader picture. But that's kind of what Paul Smith is like, you know, heavily influenced by people like Philip Glass and you know, even John Cage to some extent and guys like that. And then on the other side of it, the whole Celtic thing with fiddle players like Kevin Burke and people like that. And so it's amazing stuff with Richard Crean. That's pretty cool. One more. And by the way, Paul Smith will be in concert. That's the 28th. That's next week at the Unitarian Universalist Church there. And that is in Moscow. On 2nd and Van Buren. So you want to go check that out. I believe it's I just can't remember what time it is, 7 or 7:30. Palouse Folklore Society website, pfs.org. I'm sure they've got it. They're part of it. Probably the Unitarian Universalist Church there has got it too on their website. I just can't remember the time. I want to say that it's 7:30, but that's what I want to say. And sometimes what I want to do and say just doesn't work out right. So check it all. I'll check it out and I'll let you know next week, which will be the night of. All righty, Dee Dee Doo. What were you? Oh, Kelly Mulholland. One more. This is his poem. And it's funny. We're recording this show early. Well, not early, not as early as I would like. We're recording this show on the Wednesday before before everything starts and before the weekend. And they just did a university alert and closed down the school and everything like that. And we got here at 6:30 in the morning and we're here. Why doesn't the school just kind of center around us? We made it. We walked through that ice. We did a heroic, Uni and I did a heroic walk. And it really was a heroic walk uphill and down Dale and through this incredible ice. And we made it here. So I just don't see why all these people in their BMWs and Lexus and all that can do. All right. Anyway, here we go. What am I playing here? This is Kelly Mulholland, and his song is Conversation with his own poem. Here we go.
On dunes of desert sand, a long forbidden land, my world begins to spin. My eyes grow ever dim. And in this spinning place, I see your perfect face. Beneath folds of caverns deep, you lie in quiet sleep. My slightest motion make mere ripples on a lake, till one's reflection brings your iridescent wings. And without touching skin, our making love begins. My breath upon your breast, to lose brush your slender dress. Reveal to cabin walls, on down the fabric falls, round bird and human form, a nest to keep us warm. Not touch but dare admire, as one can't touch a fire. So close but not to kiss, your eyes in sleeping bliss. Round beak like tears have fallen, sweet beads of desert pollen, while down your yielding neck each bead I softly lick. Weightless my head will rest on flesh so slight of breast, my thirsty mouth devour nectar of cactus flower. Garden bloom, a rising crescent moon, my lips by cabin dark will sketch its graceful arc, and not a feather space beneath my fingers trace along each downy crease and down your silken fleece. Yet part my body must, else dreaming turn to lust. Just one false sound I utter might cause your wings to flutter. So one kiss before I gather fallen dress round skin and feather, take leave of desert dew, fate of the earth and moon. As cogs in cosmic gear, ever far and ever near, dance apart from death to birth, still the moon does love the earth.
Paul Eli Smith on the banjo, going to be in concert next week, 28th of January, the Unitarian Universalist Church in Moscow, Idaho, on 2nd and Van Buren. Let's continue on with a couple more banjo cuts from Daniel Kolick from his album, Frailing for Success. And so we'll stick with the whole classical thing and we'll do the Glenn Gould piece. Of course, Glenn Gould known well for his interpretations of things like the Well-Tempered Clavier and all those Bach things. So there you go. All right, here we go. This is Daniel Kolick, the Glenn Gould piece.
Thank you.
A little bit of, boy, I've got all kinds of things going on here with this university thing. All righty, there we go. Now we're back on track. That was banjo work from Daniel Kolick from his album Trailing for Success. And we got to just buzz kind of right on out of here. Oh, my gosh. There's all kinds of things going on here. It's just about enough to make a body start to feel unrelaxed. Woon Jung Shin doing the playlists. And my name is Dan Marr, and this is Inland Folk, which is a production of Northwest Public Radio on the campus of Washington State University. We're going to be coming back for a whole another hour's worth of stuff. You just hang on, because we're coming back. Hang on now. I'm